Compass FM, being a community radio station, we want to get as much information out into the marketplace as we possibly can, into the community, should I say. And on the line, joining me from Bell Cancer New Zealand, kia ora, Victoria Thompson. How are you?
Kia ora, Kerry. I'm very well this morning, although it's a bit cooler up here in Auckland today, I will admit.
Oh, well, there you go. That's part of the price that you have to pay to live in the big smoke, I guess. Now, can you give us a description of what you do, Victoria, for Bell Cancer New Zealand?
Sure. I am what's called the Nurse Support Coordinator. So I do a lot of the patient and family kind of interactions. I'm at the end of the phone, as you've just found out. Mm-hmm. And I'm also available sort of via email or any way anyone can actually find me. I also look after, we have a wellbeing program where we have funded physio, we have funded counselling, and we have some financial assistance available to patients who've been diagnosed with bowel cancer. Mm-hmm. So I look after that and make sure that the right people get to the right people and the right funds get to the right place as well.
Bless you for doing what you do, because that sounds like an incredibly important job, and you'll be dealing with some people in various stages of distress, and thank you for doing that. I must say that straight up. Victoria, bowel cancer is not just an old person's disease, is it?
No, it's not. Statistically, it is more likely as you do get older, as with a lot of things, Kerry. Mm. However, there is an increasing rate of it being found in our young people. Now, our young people, for those of you that aren't quite sure, is anyone under 50.
There you go. Yep.
That's what's considered young within my particular world.
Yeah. You're never too young to get checked. That's possibly a line as well. Never too young to get checked. As far as checking for bowel cancer, we need to go through a couple of symptoms that, you know, collectively by themselves may mean some bad news, but individually they may not. Do you have a couple of symptoms that those that may need to go away and get checked need to look out for?
Yeah, sure. Keeping an eye out for things like, one of the things that takes people to their doctors most often is changes in their usual bowel habits. Mm-hmm. So that's when they become, you know, like slightly more constipated, or they alternate between sort of, you know, constipation and diarrhea. Mm-hmm. And it's those changes that last for, you know, a couple of weeks. So it's not just something you might have eaten that kind of come, you know, passes pretty quickly.
Yep.
It's actually something that kind of hangs around, and it just gives you that, you know, gut feeling that something's not right. You know, having a whole lot of bloating, gas, pain in your tummy, not being able to boil it properly and always feeling like you need to keep going back again. And then things like, you know, if you notice blood when you're wiping,
yep,
or when you are checking just before you flush,
yep,
those are the kind of things that we really should be going to our doctor about, and just making them aware. And if you know if there's a family history, if anyone in your family has had bowel cancer or bowel problems, make sure that your GP knows that as well.
Is there any concern about ethnicity or gender, one way or the other? Is there any ethnicity or gender who are more likely to contract bowel cancer?
The statistics will show that men are very slightly more likely to develop bowel cancer.
Mm.
It is only slightly, it's about 53% as opposed to 47% for women. So it's pretty evenly spread. What we are noticing though, of course, is that Māori and Pacifica are presenting at a younger age.
Mm.
And often at a much later stage. So that's another thing to kind of keep in mind. Their numbers are going up as well.
Okay, so you've been to the doctor and there is, we might need to do something here. No one has ever died of embarrassment, have we? Well, maybe 0.00000. You know, the statistics are so small. But you can die of bowel cancer. If you've seen one or two of these symptoms that Victoria just described, then it wouldn't be a bad idea to actually make an appointment at your doctor and go away and have a look. Okay, lie down there, raise your knee, and away you go. It really is as simple as that, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And absolutely nobody that I know has died of embarrassment, but, you know, people do die of things that are quite preventable, and this is one of those things.
Absolutely. I was on stage once as an MC, and I think that wasn't a very good moment for me, but hey, I'm still here. So that's another thing. There's this one part of the Bowel Cancer New Zealand website there that has a part there for a special memory of some young Kiwis who passed away, and they actually want to have their image and names used to help promote so that other young Kiwis have a better chance to beat bowel cancer. Do you know these young people's names? I've got it in front of me if you don't.
Yes, we have quite a number of young people up on our website who have been brave enough to share their stories and to allow us to put those stories out there for people to actually read. We've got, gosh, there's so many people in that younger age group.
Yeah, look,
we have Genevieve, and we've got Donald, yeah, and we've got Liz and Katrina, Willie, Cliff, Dan, who's actually one of almost a local. He's a Canterbury boy, and all sorts of other people on there that some, unfortunately, are no longer with us, but a lot of them have actually got some amazing stories about how well they're doing and how they've actually got through this.
There's Britt, Anuru, Fiona and Solon who are on the page as well. These four young Kiwis have passed away. May they rest in peace. Who are Chelsea Halliwell and Tania Biddles? Are they the founders of the Never Too Young campaign?
They are. They put it forward, oh gosh, I think this is the sixth year we've been running it. Mm. So they would have put that and started the campaign at least 6 years ago, putting it out there that, you know, we need to be aware that although, you know, it is more prevalent in that slightly older age group, that young people do actually need to be incredibly aware that they can also get bowel cancer.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've been tremendous supporters of what we do and of getting that message out there.
Is bowel cancer an easier, I don't want to use that term, is bowel cancer not so much preventable, treatable? Is this one of the treatable cancers if caught early?
It is. It's over 90% treatable if it's caught at those really early stages. So that's before it's kind of moved itself out of the bowel into surrounding tissues and lymph nodes or other places. So it's actually something that can be treated and stopped very early on when it's caught, and mean people go on to live an entirely kind of quote unquote normal life, and however that kind of looks for people. Yeah. So it is a very, very treatable cancer.
Victoria, final question for me. I think it's a national bowel screening program that's up and running around New Zealand. Those that are aged over 60 get kits through the mail. How is the uptake on that? What sort of response is that getting?
The National Screening Program, the government run one, you're right, it is for 60 to 74 year olds. And nationally, the average is slightly under 60%. So about 60% of people who receive those kits will actually complete them.
Yeah.
You know, that's not bad, but it's not brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure we would love to see that higher, because it does mean that, you know, we can catch some of those earlier cancers and have them dealt with.
And that's what it's all about. You're never too young to get checked. Every year, over 3,300 Kiwis are diagnosed with this killer, including around 10% of that number, 350 people under the age of 50. If you're worried, please go and get checked. Victoria Thompson, a nurse support coordinator for Bowel Cancer New Zealand, thank you so much for coming on to Compass FM, and we'll keep in contact with you. Is that okay?
Lovely. Thanks very much, Kerry. Have an awesome day.
Compass FM.